Jack and I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's...
欢迎大家又来收听盘吉电力告诉你。It's me, Spencer.
大家好 ,Happy Youth Day, 我是 Jenny.
Happy Youth Day to all you youthful people out there.
Youth Day 就是青年节对吧、五四青年节啊、非常有意义的一个节日。那今天呢我们就跟大家分享一下美国年轻人的一些特色，比如最能概括他们的一些特质，一些 qualities, 然后还有他们一些流行他们发明出来的语言啊、他们关心的事情。在今天节目里呢我们就跟大家好好聊聊。
That's right, and remember guys, 大家可以关注我们的公众号，这是开言英语，这是开放的开，语言的言。
好，那今天既然是 Youth Day 啊，这个 Youth 怎么拼 Spencer?
Youth, so Y-O-U-T-H.
这其实就是说 young, right?、young people,、I feel very young,、这个是他的名词、and we're talking about the people.、
yeah, that's right. So the youth, it'd be a group of people. And if you, you know, usually young people are very youthful.
Youthful 是、不是 youthful, 不是有用啊、是这个 youth.
没有。
就是很年轻。但有的时候 it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with age、比如像我奶奶 she is 95
我的也是
yeah she's very youthful 她的心态还是很年轻的那种感觉啊。好的，那其实我觉得说 youth 啊，年轻人青年，就 it's a little bit or a lot more formal than saying like young people、年轻人对吧、youth 是比较正式的，或者在美国呢其实年轻人另外还有一个名称就是
yeah well to talk about today's youth you'd call them the millennials
这个 millennial拼写比较长啊，我们在文本里面有。然后呢，它其实就 comes from the term millennium, 千禧年，对吧？两千年。
That's right.
然后这个 millennials 它到底包括是什么年龄层的
basically from like, basically from the 80s to around 2000, I guess.
所以它跨度蛮大的，就是从八十年代到两千年出生的年轻人，他们都属于 this generation, this group.Collectively known as the millennials.
That's right, the millennials.
好，那这个 millennials 在美国，我觉得可能就是新的一代啊，年轻人出来，前面的 you know the previous generations 都会对他们稍微有一点诟病，有点颇有微词。我还记得就是。我八零后嘛，那时候我们刚刚开始工作的时候，可能很多前辈就会说八零后不靠谱啊，不实际啊什么。然后现在八零后在职场上都感觉自己要被淘汰了，因为说啊，九零后、九五后、零零后都要出来工作了。So it's just a cycle, right?
Yeah, it's kind of just how the cookie crumbles, Jenny.
这是什么意思 How the cookie 就是曲奇吗 Crumbles 就碎掉。
是啊，是啊。It's just kind of like, 意思就是 it's like, It's just how things are or how things go.
哦、就这是个常理没办法是吧、
yeah, 差不多。
好，那我觉得在美国呢 ,millennials, 他们也有一些特质啊、今天和 Spencer 我们选了一些 five key words or key qualities, I think we think that best describe millennials.
Okay, so let's start with number one. I don't know how much this applies to me, but tech savvy.
Oh, right, definitely. So tech 就是 technology, 科技对吧、然后这个 savvy, 这个词我特别推荐大家。英语里面你只要说一个人他很懂。
Yeah, it's kind of like 你很擅长什么什么东西、
对对对 like you're a pro at it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, but savvy, it's like...I don't know, it has a little more personality to it.
对 yeah, this word has swing. Like, it just sounds so cool. 很 savvy, S-A-V-V-Y. 就是很会用我们说的 tech savvy, 就是这一代的年轻人呢。就 globally 吧、可能全球他们都是叫什么 digital natives.、就是从小就用着技术长大，所以他们对技术是特别在行的，对吧？这个他们的生活 they live their live through technology.
Yeah, 尤其就是零零后的年轻人、
definitely.
I mean, I remember, you know, being young and not having any of this technology and then kind of growing up and growing into it.
是
Yeah.
Okay, so tech savvy. 然后第二个 quality 呢、嗯、我觉得就是像美国前段时间佛罗里达那个高中啊 high school、嗯、枪击案然后那个高中的学生、嗯、对吧他们特别积极的就是 they lobby the government、嗯、pressure them to introduce gun control measures、嗯、所以这一代的美国年轻人还有一个这个特点就是
Progressive、
嗯、啊 Progressive comes from the wordProgress,、
mm, right?
那社会要进步啊，有这个 social progress、mm. 那有进步呢主要是因为有很多 progressive people、mm. millennials、mm. People of all ages to push, 去推动它啊、mm.
Yeah, that's right. But also,、this term progressive, a lot of the time, at least when I think of it,、it kind of also refers to being more liberal because you're progressing from a more you know, 比较保保守的、嗯、比较 conservative you know, the, you know, place to a more liberal open place
对所以这 progressive 呢它有的时候会被翻译成激进但我觉得它不是那种 radical 的激进、
嗯、
而是说比较温和然后比较积极的那种、
嗯、是
啊好这样 social issues 啊、嗯、什么 they're very civically engaged、
嗯、
right very progressive、
嗯嗯嗯、
but at the same time they are also nomadic
nomadic nice I like this one
这个词我也很喜欢
so nomadic so like kind of like游牧的
对对对 nomadic 它的名词就是 nomad right if you're、
嗯、
a nomad 我就想到我们内蒙的、
嗯、
在大草原上、
嗯
游牧民族然后这个形容词就是 nomadic
well I didn't know there are that many people my age herding sheep
没有他们当然现在 millennials 不是真的放羊而是游牧而是形容的、
嗯、对其实 back to the tech savvy really quickly there's a big term now digital nomad
Digital nomad,、
mm.
对。
So a lot of people,、they can, you can basically work from anywhere as long as you have your computer. So in that regard,、yeah, there's a lot of us who are quite nomadic.
对，所以 nomadic 就是、they're not bound by one physical location. 比如说、我出生的这个地方我一直在这里即使是上班、mm-hmm. 可以说我的老板我的公司在纽约但是、mm-hmm. I work from my home in Ohio、mm-hmm.
Oh gosh
对吧就是 no, very nomadic、mm-hmm. 然后他们也是在全世界这样就流动性比较大、mm-hmm. They're I guess quite adventurous、mm-hmm. and global、
A rolling stone gathers no moss、
mm-hmm. 对、mm-hmm. 好那前面说几点好像都挺好的、啊、positive qualities、mm-hmm. 但是我觉得 millennials 也常被人就是 criticize 批评的就是 they're very
impatient
definitely impatient、
yeah.
很没有耐心、嗯、
是
吧
就
是
没有耐心
这个英文里面说一个人没有耐心或者这个 attention span 注意力很短了、啊、就、
嗯、
可以说是 they have the attention span of a goldfish
of a goldfish
金鱼那个注意力两秒钟
是啊 really I didn't even know goldfish could pay attention for that long、yeah.
对 impatient、yeah. 或者有的时候呢你还会看到一个词就是 they're very flaky、
flaky yeah this is like someone who will really like you know 放你的鸽子
就很不靠谱的
是
吧是、啊、很 flaky 前面讲得很好、
啊、
然后最后they don't deliver.
Yeah, no, this is true. Yeah.
Flaky.
Total flakes, man.、Mm. Total flakes.
那我们还是 let's wrap up with a positive quality.
好、so pragmatic idealists.
这词还挺难的啊。
So it's like,
don't worry.
我很实际的理想家。理想主义者对。
没错、idealist 就是一个理想主义者。
嗯、
但
是
这个 millennials 呢，他又很容易面对现实，接受现实。
嗯，
这样呢就叫做 pragmatic，、
嗯、
是吧
？Yeah,、that's right. Yeah. So,、and if you look at it here, you have the P R A, kind of like practical.
没错，没错，很实在，很实际的啊。
That's right.
好，那我觉得说到美国的 millennials 年轻人呢，
嗯，
我脑海里马上浮现出两样东西。
Really， 什么东西？
一个是 digital 的 ，talking about they're very tech savvy。
Okay。
就是 Instagram。
Okay， Instagram。Okay， I could yeah， most people are on there。
而且我觉得就是 Twitter、Facebook 好像都觉得是比较老的东西。
嗯、
你看美国好像现在年轻人的 youth culture、
嗯。
How they communicate their ideas and how they, you know, display their lives.、
Mm-hmm.
就是好像 Ins 这个 Instagram 特别有统治性是吧
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't think I'm very millennial in this regard.
你不太用 Ins、
不用
啊。但我想说一点就是在中国我们很多朋友会把它称为 Ins, 但是在美国大家还是会说它的 full name
对 Instagram
Instagram、
That's right、But what about this second thing you were talking about?
第二个我觉得最能代表美国 millennials 的呢就是牛油果
Oh yeah, okay, avocados I guess I'm very millennial in this regard、I am a big fan of avocados
为什么说 avocado 啊当然可能这个真的有很多美国年轻人特别爱吃 avocado、Basically they wake up to you know, avocado toast、牛油果捣成泥涂在面包上、对吧牛油果吐司、然后呢打一个什么 avocado smoothie、这个牛油果奶昔喝、最近我看到美国、就是在 Instagram 上面、有很多人发我怎么 propose 我怎么求婚的照片、叫一个
然后呢
avocado proposal
What so he got down on one knee with an avocado
对真的 Instagram 上的前面前段时间真的就很多照片就是把那个 avocado you have it 切成一半、把袋儿把那个核啊那 core
啊
挖出来、然后把戒指放在里面、so it functions as a box 像一个小盒子、You don't get it.
No, I get it. Just, I don't know. It seems kind of silly. But okay, whatever.
对，而且我觉得就是很多美国中年人啊，年长一点，他们批评这个 millennials 的生活方式，也经常会就是用 avocado 说事儿。我记得有段时间，美国有一个银行的广告。就是一个中年人说什么你们 millennials 如果继续天天吃 avocado toast 和 avocado smoothie、你们永远也付不了你们的什么助学贷款你们永远不、你们别想要什么 ever you know buy a home 买不起房子之类的
是啊 yeah just gonna waste it all on avocados
这就可能就代表美国年轻人的一种 lifestyle 他们的这种健康的是吧 avocado healthy natural 这种
well I don't know I guess it's better to spend your money on healthy things than unhealthy things though Jen
好那今天说的很开心啊跟大家分享一下美国年轻人的一些流行趋势、我觉得最后我想挑两个美国年轻人 因为every generation has its own language right? They coin 就是发明啊会发明一些 terminologies that belong to them
Yeah that's right
对我们一人选一个吧今天我们 list 还放了好几个词大家可以到微信推送看啊但是我和 Spencer 就这里一人跟大家挑一个说
好I think I'll go with the first one Salty
是那个咸的食物太咸哦、so salty
对 so if you're like salty you are well you're just kind of like upset and in a bad mood about something you know something kind of well pissed you off maybe
所以当美国年轻人说 oh, I'm feeling salty about something 他不是说这个吃的东西很咸、而是说他的 mood、他的情绪、是吧
yeah I mean you people yeah you could say oh I'm salty over that but I feel like more often I will say that somebody is salty about something more often than saying I'm salty
对因为你是很 positive 的人啊、oh, 是you don't、yeah. ever feel well you hardly ever feel salty about things
well what's the point I mean you know don't, there's no point in getting bogged down by bitterness
是是我想挑的一个词呢是 rents
so like R-E-N-T-S
是
but we're not talking about like rent like
the rent、
money.
is too damn high no.
Yeah, no we're talking about parents
对了就是美国年轻人他们就出现一个 code word、像一个秘密的语言一个代码、就比如说 oh my rent's coming home、爸妈回来了赶快做什么坏事、
when I was in high school I called my parents dukes the dukes
the dukes
yeah the dukes,
dukes 就是什么
ma dukes pa dukesYeah.
Duke 就是公爵、
我知道
like Duchess
对我知道、我知道 yeah so like all, me and all my friends、yeah we all call the Dukes、oh I can't do it while Dukes is watching blah, blah, blah,
是吗、
是
哦、所以你们那时候叫爸爸妈妈叫 Dukes
、对
现在的小孩就直接 Rents、
yeah a lot of people do say that、
那好的 on this、May 4th Youth Day、希望大家喜欢我们分享的这个话题、那我们开言呢也会继续带给大家就是不仅是英语然后还跟你分享美国和海外的一些文化。 感谢大家的收听和支持。如果你很喜欢我们的教学风格，也认同我们的理念，我想你会非常喜欢我们的会员课程，因为你会发现到更加多、更加丰富，而且是全英语，由我们可爱的北美主播们为大家精心呈现的课程，每天都会更新。欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号去免费试用了解一下，之后你升级的话呢，公众号也是最优惠的，学习一年只要629。 Alright guys, stay young and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Forever young. Bye bye.
We are